For KZYX News, I'm Forrest Squire. The first group of new cannabis businesses have begun operating in Willits city limits, having received permits under the city ordinance, which passed in late 2017. I was recently invited into the facility of a manufacturing and research company called Modular Processing Systems on the north end of town to check out their operations there. Those at the company I spoke to were excited about the work they're doing, and also hoping they can help give Willits a much-needed economic boost. Here's David Kurtzfeld, one of the managing partners at the company, who grew up in Mendocino County.
That's why I'm glad that they're allowing us to function here and working with us, is because Willits could use a boom. You know what I mean? Like, that's one reason why I brought it here. I was worried as legalization was coming, I was worried about our locals. You know, this is how, if they like to admit it or not, you don't have to grow to benefit from it. You know, you own a local store, you're benefiting from cannabis. And with people not growing in their backyards anymore, I was worried about jobs. And everybody makes a good wage. We pay good living wages here. There's no one that gets paid low. Everybody makes a nice wage.
You know? Michael Doyle, another managing partner, said that Modular Processing Systems has hired about 15 people locally to full-time jobs, including several engineers, and are looking to add another 5 or so. He estimates they'll have 25 or 30 on their team in Willits eventually. The focus of the company is not creating products, but rather offering a hard-to-find service to cultivators and distributors to remove impurities from extracted cannabis oils left behind by pesticides and fertilizers. This allows the end products to come into compliance with strict state regulations. The purifying technique, called remediation, was on display in a large room at the facility where much of the work was taking place. Inside the room, several devices and machines were putting cannabis materials through a multitude of steps, with each playing a part in the removal of the impurities. Here's Doyle.
So how many steps are there that you're going through?
There's about a dozen steps to make a pharmaceutical grade oil. And so what you're seeing is all of these components are all steps that we are completing our research on, and I would say within the year, this will all be condensed into a single piece of machinery.
Doyle, who has a background working in food and agriculture, said that he has never seen such a strict set of regulations as are involved in the testing of cannabis in California. There are around 67 pesticides, along with other elements from fertilizers the state regulators look for, and the assessments go down to one part per billion.
I gotta tell you, I've been in the ag business for years. I was in the environmental remediation business with the military, and I've been in the refining industry for almost 30 years. I still have a consulting company. We're building some process units in the Bakersfield area right now. There is nothing as stringent as what they apply to the cannabis field for purity. It's beyond the food we eat. It's beyond tobacco compounds. They put a heavy burden on purity.
Is that just the state wants to be really cautious?
Well,
because
you know, a lot of it is unknown. The products have not been researched thoroughly.
The strict guidelines are especially impactful because if any cannabis is tested and is found to not be in compliance, it can then be quarantined and eventually destroyed, an occurrence which those at Modular Processing say is becoming more common throughout the area. Doyle said that he only knows of one other company in the state using a similar remediation technique, and they operate out of Southern California.
And we're being noticed now by a lot of the big companies because they've all set samples here, in some cases as a test, 5 or 10 liters. We've sent it back compliant, and now it's resulting in larger contracts. Yep, so we're hoping it just continues at a good trend upward. And so we're now starting to invest in production equipment to raise the volume.
David Kurtzfeld said he was excited to help bring this unique cannabis business to Willits.
I feel like it's the heart of Mendocino County, kind of in the heart of cannabis. I wish there wasn't a faction of Willits that was against cannabis, because it would bring a lot of tourism here. People know about Willits and they know about the Emerald Triangle.
Kurtzfeld said that the business has had a very smooth road in working with the city of Willits to get permitted, and had high praise for the work of the Willits Police, the Little Lake Fire Department, and the City Planning Department throughout the process. said that the feedback from the community has been mostly positive. Feels that attitudes towards legal cannabis are shifting.
I mean, the whole entire vibe is changing. You know what I mean? I can feel it slowly chipping away. That people are realizing that it's more family men, family women, you know, running these companies and not like the hoodlums of the past that could grow in their backyard and have a bunch of pit bulls. You know what I mean? And be a bad neighbor. And so I'm seeing them change in Ukiah and in Willits. You know, their perception of cannabis. It's now becoming a normal business, you know, in our community.
Willits City Planner Dusty Dooley agreed with the assessment of Kurtzfeld and Doyle that the permitting process went smoothly and said that there really hasn't been any major problems with any cannabis applicants or permit holders in the city so far. He said that 5 cannabis businesses are currently operating in Willits, and another 19 applicants should be opening once they finish construction on their facilities. Dooley told me in a phone interview, quote, "I think that the city can be proud of the applicants so far that have been able to maneuver their way through our permitting process to establish cannabis activities in the city. Our applicants have shown a high level of sophistication and dedication to following the regulations that the city diligently established when we crafted the cannabis ordinance," unquote. Forrest Glyer, KZYX News.